bride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a-dawning, then after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up for a camp with his rowdy dow dow in the morning. Says he, my gay fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea you quickly will have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, the charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean and sup on thin gruel in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, but you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do you'll be flogged in the morning. And although we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange countries to see, although that your offer is charming, and we have no desire to take your advance. All pleasures and dangers we barter on chance, and you'd have no scruple for to send us to France, where we would be shot in the morning. And now, says the sergeant, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies a strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we took the odds, we gave them no chance for to launch out their swords.
Devil.